In this bulletin, police in New Mexico say it's too early to say if charges will be laid over a deadly film set shooting accident. The US government begins its legal appeal to have Julian Assange extradited. And in sport, Italy's federal prosecutor launches an investigation into suspicious transfers of football players. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. New Mexico authorities say they've recovered a lead projectile believed to have been fired from the gun used in the fatal movie set shooting. Investigators have discussed their initial findings after actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun, killing a cinematographer and wounding the director. Testing is being done to determine whether the lead projectile recovered from director Joel Souza's shoulder was fired from the gun used by Baldwin. Santa Fe County Sheriff Adam Mendoza and Santa Fe County District Attorney Mary Carmack Altwise say 500 rounds of ammunition, a mix of blanks, dummy rounds and live rounds, were found while searching the set.
All options are on the table at this point. I'm not commenting on charges, whether they will be filed or not, or on whom. So the answer is we cannot answer that question yet until we complete a more thorough investigation.
But there is the potential for Alec Baldwin himself to face charges because you have not ruled him out.
No one has been ruled out at this point.
He's obviously the person that fired the weapon. So right now he is an active part of this investigation.
The United States government has told Britain's High Court that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could serve out any US prison sentence he received in Australia. A legal appeals process is trying to extradite Assange to the US to answer charges of espionage over WikiLeaks' publication of thousands of leaked military and diplomatic documents. Assange, who's being held at London's high-security Belmarsh prison, did not appear in court but was watching proceedings via video link. Scores of Assange supporters gathered outside the court, including Chinese dissident artist Ai Weiwei. Assange's partner, Stella Morris, addressed the media outside the court.
What's at stake here isn't what is argued in court today. It's about whether the UK courts are going to extradite a journalist to the country that conspired to assassinate him. It is completely unthinkable.
It's a special type of cruelty to have to sit through today, having the US distort and try to undermine the expert testimony.
The man at the centre of the New South Wales corruption inquiry that recently ended the reign of State Premier Gladys Berejiklian will today answer questions at the public hearings. Former Wagga Wagga MP Darryl Maguire is being investigated by the Independent Commission Against Corruption over two grants awarded to his electorate by his then-secret partner Gladys Berejiklian. The ICAC probe is examining whether Gladys Berejiklian breached public trust by supporting the projects. Ms. Berejiklian is expected to face the public hearings tomorrow and Monday. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison will jet off for global climate talks today as he seeks to mitigate criticism regarding Australia's belated 2050 net zero emissions target. Mr. Morrison leaves for a G20 summit in Rome before heading to the United Nations COP26 climate talks, starting on Sunday in Glasgow. Australia will bring much weaker climate commitments relative to comparable nations and has ruled out formally increasing its 2030 emissions reductions target. And the United Nations has engaged a dinosaur named Frankie to warn humans about extinction in a new advertisement campaign urging action on climate change. The video, titled Don't Choose Extinction, has been translated into 35 languages, with the English version voiced by American actor Jack Black. UN research released as part of the campaign shows that the world spends $423 billion annually just to subsidize fossil fuels. In the video, Frankie, the computer-generated Tyrannosaurus Rex, addresses members of the United Nations in the General Assembly Hall.
Going extinct is a bad thing. And driving yourselves extinct? In 70 million years, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. At least we had an asteroid. What's your excuse? You're headed for a climate disaster, and yet every year governments spend hundreds of billions of public funds on fossil fuel subsidies. Imagine if we had spent hundreds of billions per year subsidizing giant meteors. That's what you're doing right now.
To sport, and in Italy, the federal prosecutor has opened an investigation into a number of football player transfers in Serie A. The Italian Football Federation official has confirmed a report into player trading activity has been carried out and submitted to the federal prosecutor, who has opened an investigation. It's looking into the transfers of 62 players between 2019 and 2021 and the possibility of inflated market valuations to help clubs balance their books. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it'll be a partly cloudy day with an expected top of 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers increasing, 27. Melbourne, a shower or two and 24. Hobart, showers developing, 20. Canberra, partly cloudy, 26. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 27. Sydney, mostly sunny too, 29 degrees. Newcastle, also mostly sunny, 31. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And in Darwin, it'll be a partly cloudy day with an expected top of 35 degrees. That's SBS News.